Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. In today's episode, we're going to talk about something that affects us all, self-confidence and overcoming imposter syndrome. Whether it's in our personal or professional lives, having self-confidence is important to pursue our goals and tackle challenges. It helps us feel good about ourselves and reach our full potential. But let's face it, having self-confidence isn't always easy, right? A common experience that many of us have faced is that old imposter syndrome. It's that feeling of self-doubt and believing that our successes are just the result of luck and deception. Imposter syndrome can make us question our abilities and hold us back from achieving our dreams. But don't worry, because I've got y'all covered with some strategies for building self-confidence and overcoming imposter syndrome. During this episode, we'll discuss the factors that contribute to self-confidence, like being self-aware, accepting ourselves, setting realistic goals, and even celebrating our achievements. And we'll also dive into the psychology behind imposter syndrome and share some personal stories that may help you just overcome this. Remember, building self-confidence is a journey. It requires practice and self-care. So by acknowledging our imposter syndrome, reframing the negative thoughts, and embracing our unique qualities, we can cultivate a stronger sense of self-belief and unleash our inner power, y'all. So tune in as we explore how self-confidence can impact our personal and professional growth and strategies for overcoming imposter syndrome. Self-confidence is like having that cool friend inside your head who's always rooting for you. It's that deep belief in yourself and your abilities, pushing you to take on challenges, chase your dreams, and just be the best version of yourself. Whether it's nailing that big presentation at work, navigating a tricky relationship situation, or pursuing your passions, self-confidence is the secret sauce that helps us rock it in every aspect of our life. Now, let's dive into what makes up this beautiful thing called self-confidence. First up, we've got to have self-esteem, y'all. It's like the foundation of our confidence house. Having a solid self-esteem means feeling good about who you are, embracing your flaws, and recognizing your strengths. It's like having your own personal cheerleader in your corner, hyping you up when you need it most. And then there's self-talk. You know, that nonstop chatter in your mind that can either lift you up or it can drag you down. Positive self-talk is like having a motivational speaker inside your brain, constantly reminding you of your awesomeness and pushing you to reach new heights. On the flip side though, y'all, negative self-talk can be a real confidence killer. But don't worry, because we are going to talk about how to tame that inner critic and turn up that volume on the positivity. Another crucial factor in building self-confidence is our mindset. They don't call me the mindset queen for nothing, y'all. It's like this lens through which we view ourselves and the world around us. A growth mindset, it's the secret sauce to unlocking our potential and boosting our confidence. With a growth mindset, we believe that our abilities and intelligence can be cultivated through effort and learning. This empowers us to see challenges as opportunities for growth and to embrace failure as a stepping stone towards success. On the other hand, a fixed mindset limits our confidence by making us believe that our abilities are fixed and unchangeable. But fear not. With some mindset shifts and a dose of self-belief, we can cultivate that powerful growth mindset and fuel our confidence. And I know we all have our ups and downs, y'all, when it comes to self-esteem and confidence. But practicing self-care is going to be the game changer. Taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally plays a crucial role in building confidence. When we prioritize self-care, y'all, we're nurturing our well-being. We're boosting our self-esteem and creating a solid foundation for confidence to thrive. So whether it's indulging in some much-needed time alone, maybe you're engaging in some activities that bring y'all joy, or just practicing mindfulness and self-compassion, self-care is a powerful tool in our journey towards unshakable self-confidence. And it's worth noting that self-confidence is not about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about embracing our flaws and accepting that we're all a work in progress and just being comfortable with the idea of taking risks and making mistakes. This mindset shift allows us to step out of our comfort zones and tap into our actual God-given potential. By giving ourselves permission to stumble and learn along the way, we empower ourselves to grow and in turn boost our confidence. Finally, making sure y'all are building a support system of like-minded individuals who believe in you and inspire you can make all the difference. Y'all are like the five people you hang around most. Surrounding ourselves with positive and supportive friends, mentors, or role models can help us see our potential and push us to reach for the stars when maybe we were too afraid to do that. They're the ones who remind us of our strengths, celebrate our victories, big and small, y'all, and lift us up when we're feeling down. Having that support network can provide that extra boost of confidence we need on those days when our belief in ourselves might waver, because y'all, those days are going to come. Those days when imposter syndrome starts to creep in our brains, that is when we need our support system most. Imposter syndrome, it's a sneaky little phenomenon that can creep into our minds and mess with our confidence. It's when you feel like a fraud despite evidence of your skills and accomplishments. You downplay your successes as luck or just being in the right place at the right time. I know some of y'all can relate. Some characteristics of imposter syndrome include constantly doubting yourself, fearing failure like it's the end of the world. P.S. It's not. And brushing off your achievements as if they're no big deal. It's like a nagging voice in your head, making you question your worth and causing you to live in fear of being exposed as an imposter. So where does this imposter syndrome come from? Well, it can be a combination of things, y'all. Perfectionism plays a big role, setting those crazy high standards that are impossible to meet. And a lot of this comes from your upbringing and family dynamics. That could really have shaped your beliefs about success and worthiness. Plus, let's just not forget the pressure from society, okay? Especially in competitive fields or industries where there's this constant need to prove yourself. But imposter syndrome is not just reserved for high achievers alone. It can affect anyone, regardless of their accomplishments or social standing. The good news is that you're not alone in this struggle, though. Many successful people have battled imposter syndrome and come out on the other side even stronger. So to tackle imposter syndrome, it's important to recognize and challenge those negative thoughts. Start giving yourself a credit for your achievements, no matter how small they may seem to you or anyone around you. You got to embrace those imperfections and understand that mistakes are a part of the growth process. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who lift you up and remind you of your worth is going to help you in those moments when you're starting to allow imposter syndrome just to creep in a little bit. And it's important to remember, y'all, it does not have to define you. With self-reflection and self-compassion and a healthy dose of self-belief, you can overcome imposter syndrome and you can really unleash your full potential. So the next time imposter syndrome starts to like pop up in your brain, I want y'all to take a breath, a super deep breath, and remind yourself that you are worthy, capable, and deserving of success. Overcoming imposter syndrome may feel like an uphill battle, but there are some really simple tricks that you can try. And one of them is just writing down your list of accomplishments. When those pesky imposter thoughts start creeping in, y'all, it's easy to forget about all the amazing things you've achieved. So I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper, or you can open up a Word document and start jotting down every single thing you're proud of, big or small. And I want you to get a little more specific with this list so it's super effective. I want you to get so specific that you don't just write "got a promotion." I want y'all to give yourself a high five by mentioning the date, the role you are promoted to, and maybe even the challenges you came along the way. The more detail, the better. It's better for your brain to see those things. And I want y'all to mix it up. Your accomplishments do not have to strictly be work-related, and I highly encourage you that they are not just work-related. Your accomplishments in life and your worth do not rely solely on work-based performance. So did you learn how to play a new instrument? Did you complete a challenging hike? Did y'all just get the laundry done this week? Okay, include those personal victories. Celebrate the well-rounded, awesome person you are. Do not just hyper-fixate on the success through work. And I want y'all to keep this in sight. So once you've written down your accomplishments, don't just stuff it away in a drawer. Stick it on the fridge, put it on a bulletin board. Y'all can even save it as a wallpaper on your phone. But I want it to serve as a reminder to you of what a rock star you truly are. So when those moments start creeping in, you can pull that out and remind your brain of who you truly are and not allow that to take over. So remember, overcoming imposter syndrome is about recognizing those negative thoughts and then proving them wrong. Writing down your accomplishments is just one tactic to shine a spotlight on your strengths and shut down any self-doubt. But in addition to writing your accomplishments, have y'all ever thought about just being kind to yourself? Reframing your negative thoughts, reaching out to a supportive friend or mentor. Okay, I know these sound so silly and so easy, but when we are in those moments, these things can become extremely difficult. Every step you take to challenge imposter syndrome is going to bring you that much closer to your true potential and, most importantly, peace of mind. So, although I know overcoming imposter syndrome can be tough, I want to give y'all a few more little tips and tricks to kind of really work through this. One of the best things y'all can really do is to get yourself, like, just know yourself better. Try to notice when those imposter thoughts are creeping in. So understand what triggers them and how they might hold you back. Knowing your weaknesses and strengths can help you actually challenge that kind of thinking. And then I want y'all to change up your self-talk. When you feel you're not good enough, try to reframe those negative thoughts in a positive way. Something like, I'm nervous, but I'm also excited to learn something new. When we change up our inner dialogue, y'all would be amazed at what it does for your confidence level. And then, as I keep saying, celebrate your wins. Take time to pat yourself on the back for your accomplishments. I don't care how big or small this is. You can give yourself a treat or share your successes with friends. That is not bragging. That is just being human. We all deserve to celebrate when we win. Celebrating what you've done right can help you remember that you are a badass. And I want y'all to try some journaling. Write down your thoughts in a journal because it can help you actually work through your self-doubt. It can help you explore your feelings in a more safe space and container that you actually might uncover some hidden victories that you forgot about. And make sure you're using affirmations. If you've been around me for any length of time, y'all know I'm all about affirmations. Affirmations are little phrases that you repeat to yourself like, I am capable and smart. I am worthy. I am great at my job. The list can go on and on. It might sound silly, but saying them out loud can actually help them feel more true. And if you want to go even a step further, say them out loud while you're looking at yourself in the mirror. It can be done that we convince and switch our brains and teach our brains that we are worthy, that we are loved, that we are safe. We do not have to continue to feed into the negativity that has been spoken to us. We can rewrite our story, y'all. And then find a mentor or coach. It always, always helps to have someone in your corner when you're trying to overcome imposter syndrome. Seeking out guidance from someone who's been in your shoes can help you see things in a new light. Sometimes, y'all, we just get blinded to what is going on. It's hard for us to see things because we're in it. And this is one thing I work with my clients on, is being able to really dive deep into, why am I experiencing the imposter syndrome? Where is this coming from? Because when you can figure that out, then you can tackle it and you can move forward past it. So just remember that overcoming imposter syndrome is a process. And it's okay to feel a little nervous or unsure along the way. So I want y'all to be patient with yourselves and keep working at it a little bit every single day. Because as you grow your self-confidence, you will slowly start to see the imposter syndrome move further and further away and be in less and less situations. So let's talk about building and sustaining self-confidence. Truly, it's all about taking care of yourself in the long run. It's like giving yourself the love and support you need. First off, you'll have to make sure you are prioritizing self-care. And I'm not talking about a 5-minute shower. That is a necessity. That is not self-care. Give yourself time to do things that make you happy and help you relax. So whether it's going for a walk or binging your favorite show or simply just taking a break to just be. Taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional state is a key ingredient to building self-confidence. Then make sure you're also practicing self-compassion. We all make mistakes and face setbacks. Every single one of us. I don't care if you are at the top of the top or you are at the very bottom. You are going to make mistakes. That is how we learn and grow. So instead of beating yourself up over them, try treating yourself with a little bit more kindness, as if you were cheering up a good friend. You have to remember that nobody's perfect and it is okay to mess up. There is so much value and there are so many amazing opportunities to be learned in our failures and our setbacks and the things that go wrong. Another aspect is embracing self-acceptance. Celebrate your unique qualities, your quirks, and your imperfections. Accept yourself for who you are and recognize that it's what makes y'all special. Be real and don't be afraid to show up as your true self in the world. Setting realistic goals is another crucial step in building self-confidence. Break down your big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone you achieve along the way and use them to boost your belief in yourself. And surround yourself with positive influences. I cannot say this enough. Spend time with people who support and inspire you. Seek out friends, mentors, or communities that uplift you. And stay away from those who bring you down or make you doubt yourself at all. If you are in a space where people are constantly negative and constantly complaining, you are in the wrong space. You are not going to grow. And don't be afraid to take risks and embrace failure. Stepping outside of your comfort zone, that's where the real growth actually happens. Remember, failure is not a reflection of your worth. Repeat that and say it with me. Failure is not a reflection of your worth. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and improve. In the end, y'all, building self-confidence is an ongoing journey. It's okay to have good days, and it's okay to have bad days. Be patient and kind to yourself as you develop resilience and inner strength. With self-care, self-compassion, and self-acceptance, you'll rock that self-confidence and you'll start handling challenges as they come your way. So I want to leave you with some tips to help you kind of embrace your uniqueness and tap into your power and pursue your personal growth. First and foremost, it's all about the self-acceptance. Embracing yourself fully, including all those quirks, all the fun, all the imperfections. You are a one-of-a-kind individual, and that's awesome. That's normal. That's okay to be you and be different. By accepting and embracing who you are, you unlock your true potential and build a solid foundation of self-confidence. Being authentic, y'all, is the way to go. Let your true self shine and don't be afraid to be who you are. When you embrace your passions and your desires, your values, when you live authentically, you attract the right people, you form deeper connections, and you find a sense of purpose in your life. Now, imperfections, we all have them. And guess what? That is what makes us relatable and unique. So stop beating yourself up over them and embrace them as opportunities to grow. Learn from your mistakes, grow your experiences, and watch how much you blossom over the next year. Stepping out of your comfort zone, that's where you're going to start seeing the real magic happen. I know it can be scary. I know that you can doubt yourself, and I know that fear can creep in, but it is worth it. Start with small steps and gradually push your boundaries. Each time you venture outside of your comfort zone, you'll boost your confidence just even a little bit more and open doors to amazing opportunities. And taking risks, y'all, it's a must if you want to experience any personal growth. Do not let fear hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Assess the potential rewards, weigh them against the risk, and freaking go for it. Even if things don't pan out as you planned, you're going to learn a lot of valuable lessons, probably meet some awesome people, and build some resilience along the way. And while you're doing all this, adopt a growth mindset. That's where taking risks comes from, is being in a growth mindset. Believe in your abilities to learn and improve. See setbacks as a stepping stone towards success. And cultivate a positive attitude and chase away those self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back. But remember, personal growth is all about taking action. So set your goals clear, make a plan, and start taking those small steps towards your dreams. Celebrate each milestone along the way, y'all, and stay motivated even when you start to face obstacles. Be patient with yourself. Personal growth takes time. And setbacks are just part of the journey. Trust in your own abilities and tap into that inner power within you. You have unique gifts and talents that the world needs. Embrace your individuality. Take those leaps outside of your comfort zone and pursue personal growth with confidence and resilience. So here's the lowdown on building self-confidence and conquering imposter syndrome. First things first, challenge those negative self-beliefs that are holding y'all back. You have to challenge those, you have to acknowledge those, and you have to recognize those to be able to move past them. Celebrate your accomplishments, both big and small, and embrace the discomfort of growth. Surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you and practice self-compassion when doubt creeps in. Unleash that inner power, y'all, by embracing your strengths and being authentic. Remember, imposter syndrome is common. But remind yourself of your capabilities and focus on your strengths. Building self-confidence is a journey. So reflect on your self-beliefs, take actions, and believe in yourself. You are unique and capable of achieving great things when you believe it. Keep going, keep growing, y'all, and never stop believing in yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast on building self-confidence and overcoming imposter syndrome. I really hope y'all found some insight and some valuable tips in this. I'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future podcast topics. Your input is important to me in creating content because I want it to resonate with y'all. So to connect with our podcast and access like additional resources, you can reach out to us on our website at joethomasempowers.com. We also have social media accounts where you can follow us for updates and engage in discussions. On Instagram, you could follow me at Joe Thomas Empowers or find me on Facebook at Joe Thomas. Remember, y'all are not alone in your journey towards self-confidence. Keep striving, keep believing, and keep unleashing your inner power. Thank you again so much for being part of my podcast community. And in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and loved. Empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.